guys heard, the Broncos are, you know, one of the top rushing defenses in the NFL. Obviously, you wanted to set a tone with running the ball. How much do you think they wanted to make a statement here with that?
Let me start again. That is a good defense, and that's a good rushing defense, and they're that way for a reason. And I just think that when you hear that all week, you know, everybody's got a lot of pride. They want to do their jobs and do them right. And it's a good test for our offensive line. And they really stepped up to the occasion. And they rose up and did a nice job today.
Doug, new Zach Ertz, you still went to your tight ends early. Can you describe
It was all part of our game plan. I mean, it was all part of our game plan. We wanted to utilize the tight ends. Obviously, we do every week, and we got a lot of confidence in Trey and Brent. And listen, they do a great job. They do a great job, and Justin Peele does a great job of getting them ready to play. And we had to make some last second adjustments, prior to the game, but. You know what? That's what our job is. You know, to make those adjustments, and guys were ready to play and did a nice job.
On a double move, early in the game to Alshon.
Alshon. Okay.
Yeah. Take us through that play. I know that Carson throws the ball real well on the move. I mean, just drop it in there.
Refresh my memory.
The
read. Okay, so it's just a play. I mean, it's a read option. Read the defensive end. It just so happened we were on the right hash, so I think Vaughn was over there, and we knew their DMs closed a little bit. And then it's something that we build into that play. It's something that it's a day one training camp, day one OTA play, and it's just a one-step hitch and go, and we got 21 to bite on the play, and did a great job throwing the ball on the run and Alshon getting in the end zone. He's got some explosion, explosiveness, things we saw in film. Again, didn't want to give him a big workload, but at the same time wanted to get him in the game and see what he could do and did a nice job for us. Obviously had the long touchdown run there, I believe in the second quarter. Did some really nice things for us. We'll just keep increasing his workload as we go.
Carson is the first Eagles quarterback to have a stretch of 5 games with 17 touchdowns like he has. I mean, is he getting better every week in your eyes?
He improves every single week, and the guys around him really elevate their game. I think we talk about this quite a bit with great quarterbacks and good quarterbacks that make the other guys really want to play at a high level, and that's what you're doing. It's a team effort, obviously, offensively. Offensive line has to protect, but he's doing a great job. He knows where everybody's going to be. He prepares so well each week, and it's fun to watch him when things are really clicking like that, and to see the guys having fun doing that.
Doug, going back to the Alshon question on the first one, you said that's been in the playbook. You guys worked on that.
In a game.
Yeah. What made you call the play in that situation?
I can't remember the down and distance. Actually, it might have been was it first and 10? Second down? I can't remember. But it's a play that it just so happened. I mean, I wanted to put it on the right hash. The ball was on the right hash, 58 lines up to our right. And it was one of the plays that we had worked on all week. Like I said, it's something that it's been in our playbook. It's actually in our tempo package. And we pulled it out this week just kind of dusted it off and worked on it all week and executed it to the perfection.
Another play you haven't seen is you had Carson with a pistol and you had an option pitch to prevent. You haven't seen much of that down the goal line. Why does it
Again, same thing. Take advantage of their defensive ends, those outside LBs. Actually, we kind of got the idea from Kansas City on Monday night. They did the same thing. Carson's very athletic to do it. Corey did a great job, and again, it was on the right hash, exactly what we wanted. And credit to our guys for the execution on both of those plays.
It was a struggle to get 7 wins last year. You have 8 wins now in 9 games. Is there personal validation for you at all to get to this point?
I come to work every day. I'm the same guy, and I just want to win the week. Last year's last year. It is what it is. This year's this year. We are where we are because of that group in the locker room, and they're playing with a lot of confidence. They love to play together. They practice extremely well during the week and prepare themselves, and they're doing the little things right, and that's what you want out of your football team. And then you know, they do that. These types of games are going to happen, and whether that's validation or not, I really don't care. I'm just focused on now this bye week and then getting ready for Dallas.
How much time off are you giving the players for the bye week, and what's your message to them when they go away?
Yeah, I'm going to give them the week, and you know, listen, they talk about having something special, and I want them to remind themselves that this is a special group, and you know, we're at 8-1 for a reason, and we don't need to go backwards now. So enjoy the time. We need to get healthy. This is a good week for us to get healthy and make a push and get ready for the second half of the season.
Are you surprised, like Corey Clement, the way he continues to develop? I mean, the job he did on the screen today for a touchdown and second effort runs?
You know what? I'm not, because you know, when we had him all the way back into rookie camp, you started seeing sort of flashes and signs of what he is and was capable of doing then and now. And he, again, he's another one that you know, we sort of increase his workload each week. And he's a smart guy. He's really picking up the offense extremely well. And he runs hard and he's aggressive. And, you know, he can't do it, obviously, without the offensive line. But, yeah, he's one that very, very special running back right now, and we'll just keep him coming.
As far as what happened pregame, did you hold him back?
Yeah, you know, he tried to go on his leg there, and just you know, just didn't feel right. So, you know, made the decision with 7 games remaining, having a bye, a couple weeks here to rest. Just made the decision that we need him more for the long term than this game, and just decided to keep him out. I just think it comes down to the way the guys practice, the way they prepare during the week. You know, a lot of pride with that offensive line. They kept hearing all week how good this, and this is a good defense, don't get me wrong, but they kept hearing all week how good, you know, this defense is. And I think our guys got a lot of pride, too, and they want to take that upon themselves. And I think the offensive line wanted to also kind of rebound, too, from the week before. I don't think they played necessarily great the week before, and they were up against a good opportunity and a good team this week and you know, rose to the occasion.
There was a thinking that the Broncos might move Von Miller around more than they probably did today. How did you think Lane Johnson played today, and how do you think he's played throughout the entire season?
I think Lane's playing extremely well, playing at a high level right now. I think they got to Carson the one time. You know, I think it might have been in the second half. I can't really remember where it was a stunt, but he did a great job on Vaughn, who's a tremendous pass rusher. And you know, Lane's one of those guys, man, that when he gets locked in his zone, he's a tough tackle, and hats off to him the way he prepares too, the way he practices to get ready for guys like Vaughn Miller.
They did,
and that, you know, that's their deal. You know, they're going to play a lot of their base defense and rush five, and you know, they also played with a lot of 5D linemen in there late in the game, and just tried to put pressure on Carson, and we did a great job of just you know, sort of moving the pocket around a little bit, ball out of his hand, quick throws, you know, a little bit of the screen game. And then the ability to run, try to keep them off balance the best we can. Defense is unbelievable. Takeaways to stop that team. I think they, you know, 30 something yards rushing at the time, and they're playing. It's fun to watch our defense right now. They're playing at a high level. They're playing well together. Pass rush is there, getting after the quarterback and the takeaways, It's like they're, you know, it's like the offense. I mean, they get better every week too, playing together. So it's fun to watch those guys.
I know you thought you would be at the start of the season, but the way you are halfway through the bye, exceeding what you might be, surprising.
Well, you'd love to be undefeated going into your bye, but you know, we're not. You have those expectations coming out of training camp. You think your team's going to be a certain way, or you look at the schedule and the way we started on the road, you know, and okay, if we can get this, this, and this to fall our way. But listen, these guys, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's it's just a matter of winning the week. And for us to be at 8-1 right now, I mean, it's a tremendous credit to the guys and the coaches in the locker room. Hats off to those guys for the way they work, the way they practice, prepare. And standing here today, looking back at it, I'm not surprised by the way they work.
Okay.
Thanks.